This past week, five Irish immigrant laborers were laid to rest in Philadelphia 180 years after their death. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Peter Crimmins reports they were part of a forgotten railroad work crew buried in a mass grave under the very railroad tracks they helped construct.
Hundreds of mourners, mostly Irish, came to West Laurel Hill Cemetery in Philadelphia to pay their respects to 57 unknown railroad workers who reportedly died from cholera while laying track 180 years ago.
Yeah, what we're doing today is burying the men and the women who were murdered.
That's Bill Watson. He's a history professor at Immaculata University who excavated the bones. The skulls he found reveal gunshots and blunt force trauma, likely from an axe.
They were killed in the midst of a cholera epidemic, but our burials today do not reflect that pandemic. They reflect prejudice and xenophobia, you know, tragic end for a couple of immigrants who expected the American dream.
Watson recovered only six sets of bones. The rest are still buried somewhere under the tracks that Amtrak uses every day.
We knew that there was something fairly common here and something rare at the same time. The common aspect is that, you know, this is something that happened all over the country. But the fact that these men could be recovered, their story could be told, that's fairly rare.
The remains from the early Industrial Revolution set a scientific precedent. Janet Monge, a senior anthropologist at the University of Pennsylvania, studied the bones for years to learn about the workers' diet and the intense physical strain they were under. That's not why she came to the funeral. Her ancestors are Italian, and they also came to America as immigrant laborers.
But it's all the same, really. So it's nice to be able to pay homage, essentially, to those ancestors of ours we actually never met, but would love to just say a word to, like, thanks.
Sheena fina fa, a ta fe a legerin.
The five unknown laborers were lowered into the ground as an Irish tenor sang a soldier's song. Cemetery Superintendent Bill Doran built the caskets for the remains. As an Irish immigrant himself, he says he felt a kinship.
They came to Philadelphia and started to work the next day. You know, so for the mother and fathers in Ireland, you know, they were expecting a letter in the mail that never came. Their loved ones just fell off the face of the earth.
At least one family does know what happened. The remains of a John Ruddy were identified, and they'll be shipped back to County Donegal, Ireland, so he can be buried at home. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.
This is NPR News.